Nicholas's nemesis vis-a-vis the university was ROTC, which in his time was still going strong. As a child, Nicholas had gone to a progressive or communist front nursery school. His mother, who had many friends in the Communist Party in Berkeley in the 30s, sent him there. Later, he became a Quaker, and he and his mother sat around in friends' meeting the way Quakers do, waiting for the Holy Spirit to move them to speak. Nicholas subsequently forgot all that, at least until he enrolled at Cal, and found himself given an officer's uniform and an M1 rifle. Thereupon, his unconscious fought back, burdened by old memories. He damaged the gun and could not go through the manual of arms. He came to drill out of uniform. He got failing grades. He was informed that failing grades in ROTC meant automatic expulsion from Cal, to which Nicholas said, "What's right is right." However, instead of letting them expel him, he quit. He was 19 years old, and his academic career was ruined. It had been his plan to become a paleontologist. The other big university in the Bay Area, which was Stanford, cost far too much for him. His mother held the minor post of clerk for the U.S. Department of Forestry in a building on campus. She had no money. Nicholas faced going to work. He really hated the university and thought of not returning his uniform. He thought of showing up at drill with a broom and insisting it was his M1 rifle. He never thought of firing the M1 rifle at his superior officers, though. The firing pin was missing. Nicholas, in those days, was still in touch with reality. The matter of returning his officer's uniform was solved when the university authorities opened his gym locker and took the uniform out of it, including both shirts. Nicholas had been formally severed from the military world. Moral objections, more thoughts of brave demonstrations, vanished from his head. And in the fashion of students attending Cal, he began roaming the streets of Berkeley. His hands stuck in the back pockets of his Levi's, gloom on his face, uncertainty in his heart, no money in his wallet, no definite future in his head. He still lived with his mother, who was tired of the arrangement. He had no skills, no plans, only inchoate anger. As he walked along, he sang a left-wing marching song from the International Brigade of the Loyalist Army of Spain, a communist brigade made up mostly of Germans. The song went, "Vor Madrid im Schützengraben, in der Stund der Gefahr, mit den eisernen Brigaden, sein Herz wohl has geladen, stand Hans der Kommissar." The line he liked best was, "Sein Herz wohl has geladen," which meant, "His heart full of hate." Nicholas sang that over and over again as he strode along Berkeley Way, down to Shattuck, and then up Dwight Way back to Telegraph. Nobody noticed him, because what he was doing was not unusual in Berkeley at that time. One often saw as many as 10 students striding along in jeans, singing left-wing songs and pushing people out of the way. At the corner of Telegraph and Channing, the woman behind the counter at University Music waved at him, because Nicholas often hung around there browsing through the records. So he went inside. "You don't have your uniform on," the woman said. "I've dropped out of the fascist university," Nicholas said, which certainly was true. Pat excused herself to wait on a real customer, so he took an album of the Firebird Suite into a listening booth and put on the side where the giant egg cracks open. It fitted his mood, although he was not certain what came out of the egg. The picture on the album cover just showed the egg, and someone with a spear, evidently going to break the egg. Later on, Pat opened the door of the listening booth, and they talked about his situation. "Maybe Herb would hire you here," Pat said. "You're in the store all the time. You know the stock, and you know a lot about classical music." "I know where every record in the store is," Nicholas said, excited at the idea. "You'd have to wear a suit and tie." "I have a suit and tie," Nicholas said. Going to work for University Music at 19 was probably the greatest move of his life, because it froze him into a mold that never broke, an egg that never opened, or at least did not open for 25 more years, an awfully long time for someone who had really never done anything but play in the parks of Berkeley, go to the Berkeley Public Schools, and spend Saturday afternoons at the Kiddies Matinee at the Oaks Theater on Solano Avenue, where they showed a newsreel, a selected short subject, and two cartoons before the regular subject, all for 11 cents. Working for University Music on Telegraph Avenue made him part of the Berkeley scene for decades to come and shut off all possibilities of growth or knowledge of any other life, any larger world. Nicholas had grown up in Berkeley, and he remained in Berkeley, learning how to sell records and later how to buy records, how to interest customers in new artists.